Let's now understand a new topic after learning manpower planning, and that is job analysis. What exactly job involves? What are the requirements to perform the job in a proper way? Job description, job specification in a hospital. So again, a very important topic for HR management if we see. Well, manpower planning basically consists or is based on, first of all, what are the various jobs which are done in a hospital. So job analysis is extremely important for that. So our learning objectives, if we say, is based on job analysis for various departments in the hospital, then job description and job specification in hospital. Now, what's difference between job description and job specification? Job description is something where what is involved in doing the job, exactly what is to be done while performing this job, while job specification is something which is who is the person who is going to do the job, what are the qualities required for this person so that he can effectively and efficiently do this job. So it is more of qualifications, experience, etc., which will be involved in job specification. So let's understand what are the basic requirements for the job to be performed effectively. Well, any kind of job anybody is doing, there are certain basic requirements which one must know, and these are, first and foremost, whatever job you are doing, you should be a highly disciplined person, which should be independent of your age, whether you are young, whether you are old, whether you are a retired person. But once you have joined a job, once you have, you want to do certain job, you have to be highly disciplined. When you are going in an organization or in a hospital, say as a lab technician, whether you are 20 years old, 40 years old or 60 years old post retirement, you have to be present right at 8:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning, because the blood collection has to start at that time when patients are coming on empty stomach for you, so that you can collect their blood, and after that only they are going to go for taking the tea and breakfast. So then after lunch also you should be present in the laboratory, because the patient is going to come 2 hours after breakfast or after lunch as per your instructions for post lunch blood sugar checkup. There are patients coming in the casualty, so anytime you need emergency blood test to be done or x-rays to be taken, etc., based on the requirement. So discipline is extremely important. You can't loiter here and there or chit chat with anybody, but be present on your seat to take care of your job. So your age, whatever post you are on, whether you are in a class 4 employee doing the sweeping, or you are the head of the department, or you are the CEO of the company or the hospital, you have to be highly disciplined person. Whatever may be your stature, once you have committed, once you have taken a job, you should be committed to that job. So discipline is important. Whatever job you are doing, you should be very enthusiastic about doing that job. There should be innate love for the job, then only you are going to do the job with full passion and commitment. The drive to succeed should be there. You should be innovative to find out new ways of doing the job in a better way, and you should do the job well, whatever job you are doing. You should be qualified to do the job. Suppose you are a paramedical person who is involved in imparting first aid to the patient. Can you touch the patient without having the required qualification? No. You should be highly competent in your field. So you should be having the right kind of qualification, education, vocational training, courses you must have attended so that you develop expertise in that field, and there should be burning desire to learn more and more in your field so that you are updated regularly and you can give best of the service to your patient. All the people who are doing any job, they should develop good soft skills. Especially in a hospital, this requirement is highly recommended. What are the good soft skills? First of all, you should have a pleasant personality, warm smile. You should never reject a patient's query or anybody else's query for that matter, for the type of job you are doing. You should have good and smooth communication. You should not be rough in your talk. You should listen more than talk. You should be convinced and committed to your job, and accordingly you should answer, which should be truth, should be there. At the same time, you should be telling the truth pleasantly, and it should not be bitter while you are talking. You should develop good computer skills, because today is the world of information technology, where you need to develop good computer skills, because in all fields of jobs you require computers today. You should have proficiency in various languages, preferably if you are working for a hospital, because you may get patients of different talking in different vernacular languages. It is not possible for everybody to know all the languages, but you should try to understand and speak as many languages as possible. Then only your patients will be highly satisfied with you, because when you talk in their mother tongue, definitely they feel homely and they feel that this person is going to understand me in a better way and he is going to treat me in a better way. So proficiency in language, it should be clear, it should be concise, there should not be any technical jargons used in your language, and you should have a presentable appearance. So these are the various soft skills one should develop and improvise on them as one goes ahead. So let's understand about job analysis. The identification of criteria which are necessary for successful performance in a given job. Any job that you are doing, you should know certain criteria which, when fulfilled, you are able to perform that job to the perfection. So one should identify the KSAs, that is knowledge, skills and attitude. You should thoroughly know about what exactly you are supposed to do for that, for performing that job. In case it is a skillful job, you should develop those skills, because once you develop the skill, you can never forget, and unless you have developed those skills to the best, you are not able to perform that job well. At the same time, in spite of having good knowledge about the job and proficient in the skills of that job requirement, you should have the right attitude to do the job. Always have a positive mental attitude. You should be enthusiastic and have a positive mental attitude to do that job efficiently. You should know what are the job tasks to perform. You should know what are the skills required to perform that job and what are the abilities needed to perform that job effectively and efficiently. Why you should bother for that? The job analysis is going to provide the foundation for everything in your HR function. It helps you to develop job description. It helps you for employee selection. It helps you for training whatever are the gap or lacuna that are there between what is the requirement of a job and how that person is performing, that gives you an idea that these are the training needs of this person. It will help you in arriving at performance appraisal of that person, because suppose you know exactly what is involved in doing the job, so you know what are the standards required for performing the job successfully. And then if you assess what exactly he has done while performing this job, you can find the gap, and then you can assess whether he has done optimally, whether he has excelled in his job performance or not. So this is how you can appraise the performance of this person. Once you know the job analysis done, it will help you in classifying the jobs, whereby the similar skills required for a particular job, different kinds of job, you can group together, and then it will help you in developing the wage and salary administration also. The salary to be given to that particular class of job will be easy for you to decide. And then this will justify why you a particular amount of remuneration is given to that particular skilled person. It will also help you in evaluating the multiple types of jobs that are involved to be done in a hospital, whether it is the administrative job, whether it is the doctor's job, super specialist job, nursing job, in nursing again, whether it is a general nursing, whether it is a specialized nursing, whether it is a orthopedic nursing, whether it is the operation theater nursing, whether it is occupational nursing, etc., etc. Because everything requires different kinds of skills. So job classification will help you in job evaluation as well, because that will help you in finally deciding about wage and salary administration. That will help you in performance appraisal as well, and that will help you in job design, how you can enrich the job, enhance the job, etc. also can be based on this. And it will help you to find out what are the safety hazards or health hazards involved in performing this kind of job. Once you know the job description, this will help you in preventing these hazards for the employee, so that his health is not jeopardized. So it is very, very essential to analyze the job thoroughly by all possible means. So let's understand what is involved in job analysis. It is, in simple terms, you should collect all the information about the job to be performed. It will be job description and job specification. Job description is regarding description of the job that a person is going to do, while job specification will be the person who is going to do the job. So qualities of that person, qualifications of that human being is going to be decided in your job specification. So job description will involve job title. What is the job title? He is a carpenter, he is a welder, he is a grinder. In case of hospital, you can say that he is a general physician, he is a oncosurgeon, he is a plastic surgeon. Or in case of nursing, whether she is a general nursing, she is a staff nurse, she is an occupational health nurse, she is the operation theater nurse, orthopedic specialist nurse, and things like that. So that will give you a job title. It will give you location where she is going to work, he or she is going to work, whether it is in town, whether it is in a village, whether it is in a city. So that will help you in devising the specialized allowances for that. Say city compensatory allowance will be given for those who are living in city, because in city the inflation rate is much higher as compared to the rural area. Then it will give you job summary. In short, what all things are involved in performing this job. It will tell you what are the duties of this person. It will tell you what are the machines, tools and equipments which will be utilized or used while performing the job. So one should be proficient in using these equipments and tools, and you should have the right skills to operate those machines. it will also give you what are the various materials and forms which should be used while performing this job. Materials can be stationary materials, can be some equipments, can be tools. It can be forms to be filled up. So if it is a laboratory where a person is going, then lab requisition form. If a patient is going for x-ray, it will be x-ray form which is to be filled up. Then what are the supervision given or received? Whether a person is going to receive the supervision, going to get the orders from the supervisor, and he will be guided by the supervisor, or himself is going to guide the others. That means under him there are so many people, so he is responsible for their work. So naturally, higher the responsibility, the higher the requirements of the job, and there is more mental efforts needed for this. Working conditions, whether it is indoor, whether it is outdoor, what are the temperatures involved, what is the humidity, what is the noise level, what are the vibration hazards, radiation hazards, chemical hazards, etc. in the work area that a person is going to work, or biological hazards that are there. So hazards also are there which you should know, because you will have to prevent those hazards, and when a person is working in hazardous conditions, naturally he should be paid more and he should be more careful while working. What are the constraints of performing this job? What are the pressures involved while performing this job? It can be a mental pressure, a stress. So in short, we have seen what all things will be involved in the job description. Let's understand about the job specification now. On the right side of this table, as you can see, it is the human qualifications required to perform this job which we have seen in job description. So what is the education required for a person to perform this job? Whether he is a bus conductor, whether he is a nurse, whether he is a sweeper, so based on that naturally education qualifications will be required. If he is a bus conductor, he may be 12 pass or at the most say graduate in any field. If he or she is a nurse, then he or she should be at least diploma nursing or BSc nursing. If he or she is lab technician, then he should be BSc with DMLT. If he or she is x-ray technician, then he should have done diploma in radiology. So education. Similarly, for a doctor, it can be, if he is a general physician, he can be MD. If he is surgeon, MS. If he is plastic surgeon, then MCH in plastic surgery. If he is a pediatric surgeon, then MCH in pediatric surgery, etc. So his education. Then based on the type of work he is going to be involved in, his experience, whether 2 years experience or a fresher will do, or whether 5 years or 10 years experience is needed in that particular field. So naturally, for a HOD, head of the department of a particular field, you will need at least 10 to 20 years of experience for that. What is the aptitude of that person? How much training is required to perform this job? What are the judgment levels required? The clinical acumen. What are the initiatives to be taken by this person if he is in a managerial cadre, leadership cadre? What are the physical efforts involved in performing this job? Whether he'll have to be manual labor, where he'll be carrying weights in odd postures, whether he's going to carry the patient on the stretcher, whether he's going to carry the wheelchair, or whether he's going to support the patient while shifting the patient from operation table to the bed, or vice versa. So what are the physical efforts? What are the physical skills required? If he's in security, then he should be of stout build. What are the mental efforts involved in performing that job? Based on the responsible job, accountable job when a person is doing, naturally a lot of mental efforts will be required. If he is a psychiatrist, his emotional stability is highly required. If he or she is a counselor, again emotional stability and mental efforts are much more. And what are the responsibilities involved? How many people are working under that person while performing his job? For what all things he is accountable for? So all those will come under job specification. What kind of communication skills are required while performing his jobs? What are the emotional characteristics required, especially for psychiatrists, for doctors, oncologists, oncosurgeons who are going to deal with even terminally ill cases, or counselors and all? In fact, all doctors and nurses, emotional characteristics, they should be emotionally stable, otherwise they cannot perform well in their technical aspects also, because under high emotional emotions of their patients, they are working in a way. If they cannot remain stable under that, it will be difficult for them to judge critically. Unusual sensory demands may be needed for sight. Those who are going to work as pathologists, they need accuracy of their near vision, because they are going to see under electron microscope and all. They should be very careful while examining these lights, especially pathological specimens. Those who are working as a crane operator, they need depth of vision. Those who are going to work as a doctor, as a nurse, as a safety professional, as electrician, they need, as drivers, they need best of color vision. 8% of male and 0.4% of females are partially color blind. So imagine, if a nurse cannot see blood as red, the patient is bleeding and the nurse doesn't know that the patient is bleeding. If the lab technician who is going to chemically analyze and compare the colorimetric thing to say what will be the hemoglobin of this person when he is checking the blood, what will happen? He is not able to give you the right report. So one has to check them. So these are the unusual sensory demands needed for certain people. Smell also is important, especially in anesthetic gases. There are some gases which are smelling, and unless the anesthetist is well versed with that, at times there is a leakage and he or she doesn't know, and it will lead to a disaster. Some people may need high acuity of hearing when they are performing their task, so one should understand the job specification. So, let's understand what are the sources of job information, how you can find out what all things should be involved in performing this job. So, there are subject matter experts who are available, who knows in-depth knowledge of specific jobs under analysis they have got. They know what are the job skills and abilities required. You can ask them regarding various jobs, that what all things will be involved, so that will give you the job analysis, job description and job specification. There are job incumbents who are performing that job over a period of time. They are already working in that job. You can tell them what all things are involved in your job. Then there are supervisors who are supervising the workers regularly while performing the job, and they can tell you what all things will be involved in performing that job. And there are job analysts who are specialized in this field, who regularly do this work, and they can tell you what all things will be involved. Well, how you can find out from job incumbents? They can tell from morning to evening what all things they are doing. Suppose he is a lab technician. He is collecting the blood, he is processing the blood sample through the semi-auto analyzer or the analyzer that is there in the hospital. Then he is interpreting that and giving the report. So he'll tell you, usually as a lab technician, how many samples usually he is supposed to collect. How he is collecting, step by step, he can tell you what all things is involved in that. What all precautions he has to take, what all questions he has to ask to the patient while collecting the blood. Whether that patient has taken the due precaution of remaining empty stomach for 14 hours if he is giving the sample for lipid profile. All these details he can tell you about his job profile. At the same time, how he is going to collect the blood, how he is going to collect a drop of a blood and take it into the capillary of the semi-auto analyzer or the analyzer without wasting a single micro drop of that, an exact level of that, and then feeding this after the separation of the serum has occurred in the test tube outside, and then only he can collect this. So based on the requirement, he can tell you exactly what all technicalities are involved in performing his job. If he is at a senior level, he can tell you what all supervision he is doing, how many lab technicians are working under him, and he is overseeing their reports, and in case of any abnormal report, he is rechecking them, repeating the report and then giving the report and all that. So what all things are involved in this can be told by the job incumbent. There is a diary method also one can use by telling him to write down at the end of the day what all things he has done throughout the day for 1 week, so that even some of the specialized thing which may be done once a week can be incorporated in that. The supervisor will tell under his supervision, people are doing this thing, and this is the way they are doing. This can be done through interviews. You can directly one-to-one ask them and note down everything what they are doing. Where in interviews there can be structured questionnaire where you have jotted down what all things to ask, how many hours they are doing, what is the break, exactly what they are doing. It can be a structured questionnaire, or sometimes it can be unstructured, where you can tell him to narrate what all things he is doing. You can take the inventory of that. There can be direct observation whereby you are observing exactly what they are doing and then noting down. There can be log books where the person is noting down, or the work diaries at the end of the day he is doing. Some disadvantages can be there. He can forget what exactly he has done throughout the day, or there is some distraction because of the son or daughter coming and asking him something, and suddenly when he is writing about this in his diary, he can forget to write certain things. Or some of them may feel that if I write little more than what I am doing, probably my salary will increase, so he may exaggerate certain things also, it's possible. So one should not rely totally on one source. You can have multiple sources from which you can develop the job description and job specification. You can have a checklist where you can tick mark that these are the things, whether they are done or not. There can be technical conferences where multiple technical people can describe about what they are doing for performing that kind of job in various hospitals. So we learn about the steps to be taken while performing the job analysis. First and foremost, you should know what are the strategic choices to be done, how you are going to collect it, plan it well, in what all sources you are going to use. Then you gather the information through various sources, process this information and develop job description and job specification. So collecting and recording job information is the first and foremost step. We have already seen various methods of collecting this job information. Then check the job information for accuracy, whether if you have asked it 3 people and then compare it, whether all of them are telling the same thing that what they are doing, and whether the supervisor also is telling you the same thing or not. Collect the information from various sources and check it for whether the information given by them is accurate or not. Then based on this, you write down a proper job description. Using the information, you determine what all skills are required to perform this job, what all abilities are required, and what knowledge is required to perform this job, which will give you an idea about the job specification also. Then you update this information from time to time. In case today you have asked, maybe next week again you ask, and if something was missing, you can add that, or some new technology has come now, so you will have to update that also accordingly.